Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Coffee Break webinar number 2 from Thursday, January 26, 2011. Our topic today is 2 tips for actionable metrics to achieve social media ROI. You get all the links here with the important information you want to look at. I'm Erzsi Gattaker, I'm the CTO and co-founder of ComeMetrics. We've delivered social media marketing solutions and monitoring tools to all kinds of organizations. Ultimately, we help to improve their customer relationship management and close more business. Just a plug for our own web-based product. I invite you to go over to my.commetrics.com and register yourself and start benchmarking your own blog and see the trends if it goes in the right direction. But most interesting is, of course, that you can compare yourself to other blogs, possibly your competitors. To ease us into today's product, let me give you an example from the Tissot Watch Group. They wanted to get faster uptake with their sales of new products. The strategy was to provide clients with better ways to view the product. The solution was to have an interactive kind of tool, as shown here with the lady. She downloaded a wristband, put it on her hand, clicked on the watch she wanted to see, and then holds her hand with this wristband in front of the webcam, and she can see from all kinds of angles how it does. The nice thing about this technology is that the users can also spread it via Facebook, post things, pictures on their own wall on how things looked like. What is easy to do, which our cost-benefit pyramid shows, is you can show top management how this links to a faster uptake for the product, which was done. Now, 2 gold nuggets for today, the social media cost-benefit pyramid and how to limit your opportunity cost. Let's get into the cost-benefit pyramid. So you have 3 kind of levels here. You move from the operational to the strategic, and you don't want to overemphasize ROI, because even though we talk a lot about it in social media, I think the overemphasization of it is not a good thing, because top management has a particular way of looking at ROI, and it's influenced by the finance people and not the way we look at it in social media. But you're going to have to look at the operating metrics, and you have to show how these relate to the social media measures you have. So what they really care about. If that's a customer complaint, you need to show how Twitter can help you reduce the customer complaints as far as rush hour during lunch time is concerned. So for instance, can you reduce the waiting time for a table in your restaurant with the help of Twitter if you look at your regulars? And the second one is limit your opportunity cost. So how much time does it take to do what you wanted to do with Tissot? What are the benefits? And sometimes you still need the direct contact to your customer, so a call may be helpful. And then the best way is don't worry about your Twitter feed or your Facebook wall and everything else. Research actually shows that 1 good Facebook wall post may be much better than several a day, because you're less likely thereby to be perceived as cluttering other people's feed of these wall posts. So 1 is best, and sometimes you should take a break from monitoring your Twitter feed. This already brings me to the end of this presentation. So here's the wrap up. Social cost benefit pyramid, actionable metrics. Connect your social media activities with critical drivers such as customer complaints, call the hotline or warranty work because the customer did something wrong, as defined by top management. And then you limit your opportunity costs like this or reality did. You show the cost versus benefits with this interactive tool I showed you earlier, and quality versus quantity is a key issue. This already brings me to the end of today's webinar. Here you have all the necessary links, and if we can help you, please call us. We'll gladly do so. Thanks very much and goodbye.